For now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Wayne Mary Tribe, Mike Lennon. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A nice win for your team. Come back from 10-6 down at the half to win 27-10 at Stony Brook. As you've gone back and look at the game, just tell me what you liked about the way your team played.
Yeah, I tell you, I was very happy with the resiliency, just the never die attitude. It was challenging from leaving, flying out of Williamsburg, Newport News, and then getting there, and I'm just so proud of the guys, just overcoming a lot of obstacles and things like that. But when it got down to the game, kind of a little bit of a slow start, even though we won the toss, you know, we were able to again, you know, drive the ball and kick a field goal. They scored early in the first quarter, but and they did a good job, you know, affecting our run game. But the second half, again, kind of the tale of two cities once again. You know, one of the previous games we didn't do as well, you know, the second half. But you know, this time, you know, we had an opportunity to get the ground game going, and but Malachi Emo, Drayshon Kendricks, guys that were back there, the healthy running backs that we had, they did a good job. I think defensively. Again, I think 10 points in the first quarter, and they didn't score any more after that. So that's that was key. And just a great football, you know, football game. Coach Peori, you know, has a good football team. We talked about, you know, they played Rhode Island, who was ranked. They played Richmond, who was ranked, FBS opponent, you know, and then that's a good football team. As you know, we talk about the CAA and the opportunities or the teams that are there. And so It was great to be on the road again and come out with a victory. That was, that's been very impressive, right? You know, thus far, we still got a lot of season left, but you know, it's been impressive and important, because anytime you can win a game, particularly on the road, it's a feat that you'll enjoy. So now you enjoy it for a little bit, but you know, now you move on and get ready for a really, really good Delaware football team.
Your first question this morning from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach London, as you head into all these CAA games, some of which will be close undoubtedly, could you speak to the value of Ethan Chang, your field goal kicker, not only his consistency, but his range? Thank you.
Yeah, you know, John, Ethan takes this very seriously. I mean, obviously every player does, but he's very methodical in his approach to things. And it was interesting, you know, there was a lot of wind, as we all know. We experienced a lot of wind. Stony Brook has kind of a field that's down, and then the wind swirls around. And so during pregame, the guys kick on both sides. And when it gets to communicating about that opportunity that presented itself, either it was going to be, hey, throw a Hail Mary, you know, try to, you know, before the half ends, or, you know, Ethan had already kicked with the wind, feeling that wind that was behind him, and said, I think I can make this. And so, you know, so you trust him. You trust the fact that he was down there, had kicked in it before, and said, let's go for it. And so he hit it perfect. And I don't know how much room he had to spare, but it went through. And that was a great thing to see. And it was a lift for us, you know, going in the half.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Your next question from Kevin Tashalini. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Coach London. Just wanted to ask you, you guys had a tough time offensively when you came to Delaware Stadium last year. How do you feel, confident about your offense that you can do better in this game down in Williamsburg this weekend? You know, when Delaware's defense is still pretty intact from what it had last year. And how does your quarterback's development from last year to this year, you know, kind of aid in your optimism about how you guys can do?
Yeah, you know, every year your team's identity is born or reborn. You're not the same as you were the previous year, because guys get bigger, faster, stronger. There's new guys in a position that now are consistent starters or key backups and those things. They out-executed this. They did a great job of stopping the run with who they had. I think, as I watch our team play now and the ability to run the ball, being consistent and who's running the ball for us, we're looking forward to getting some guys back. It's just one of those things that, you know, the goal is to do what we do and do it well. Obviously, Ryan's got a really, really good football team, and they do a lot of things really, really well. There are a lot of talented players, a lot of older guys, guys that play hard. But it's going to be a battle of the wills, because, you know, we have some things that we believe in, we're going to try to do. and obviously they do as well. So it's about executing, you know, as we all know, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, the challenge is presented, and this is what good CAA football teams do. They play against each other, bring your strengths. Here we go. See where it lasts at the end of the fourth quarter.
Next question from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the other question you asked, sorry about that, Rob, was about Darius. I think Darius, his football acumen and IQ has grown over the course of the games that we played. I thought he did a phenomenal job in extending some of our third down situations. I believe we were 7-for-14 third down, and I believe they were 1-for-11. You know, so when offensively you can extend drives, and he can do it with his arm or with his legs, I think that's a really good deal. I think Darius over the course of the games and the experience that he's learned, the different defenses, the coverages, and all those things, I think he's learned a lot as a football player and where to press it if he needs to, or where to rely on the protection, whether to rely on letting blocks develop so he can make the reads. I mean, all those things he's done. And that's a good thing for us because he just keeps getting better, you know, every game.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. And Coach London, I guess I would have asked about Darius too. So I'm glad you were able to touch on that as well. But you mentioned a little bit about how teams change. Your team has changed certainly from one year to another. And you were mentioning earlier about Delaware's offense and for Delaware as a team and what it does well. But I was going to ask you here early in the week what your impressions are of how much Delaware's offense has really had a revolution from one staff to the next, how well they've done through the air. And you guys rank well in pass defense so far as well. So what I guess it's early in the week, of course, and you haven't gotten to break down all the tape, but as much as you can, what are you seeing early on?
Yeah, well, you know, their quarterback is he's a guy now. He's very, very, very good. He make all the throws, you know, from the sideline to the field. I mean, he can do everything. He's got touch. He can hitch up in the pocket and make the plays. And the guys that he's throwing it to, they're very good as well. You know, so it's the complete package. He's got an offensive line that can protect for him. And he's got running backs that can run the ball. They're different kind of running back, like four of them, you know, they're different sizes or different kinds in terms of, you know, smaller stature, bigger guys that can run downhill runners, guys that can jump cut. So, you know, offensively, they have the complete package, you know, and the guy that touches the ball 100% of the time, when he's on, he's on. And so that's the challenge, you know, but for us defensively, we got a lot of good guys too. I think, again, it's one of those good CAA games you're going to see. Hopefully get that because you got a good offense, you got a good defense, and then you flip it, you know, you have some of the same elements that you got to go, go against. And so they've done a good job. They are where they are right now with the rankings and being number one in the CAA. They haven't lost a game. They beat an FBS opponent. So like I said, Ryan and the staff has done a good job of just, you know, identifying that Delaware way, you know. Back in the day, I was coaching back when Tubby Raymond was coaching, and that goes way, way back. I heard Ryan say, "Oh, hey, Coach, I was in grade school when Coach was coaching back in CA, you know." So, but Delaware's always been a good football team. It's been one of those tough, aggressive, blue collar teams over the years, and you know, that's what they are now, and they're getting better. So, and that's the goal for us now is to identify ourselves as being a tough, aggressive team that with the run game that we have, we've shown, and also defensive with the guys we have up front.
Real quick follow on your run game. Are you more optimistic about Bronson's status this week, or are you able to share any update as how he's doing?
So we don't practice today. And obviously, you know, he looked good yesterday, you know, and so I'm hoping to get, kind of address that with more players returning. We had some guys that came back. Ryan Poole came back. Jalen Jones came back. Defensively, and that helped. So we'll see what happens. We don't practice today. We go, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we'll see what happens. But anytime we can get a player back, that's a good thing for us.
Mike, your next question from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, Coach. I was asked Ryan about the old CAA, but you know, with him having that background with Sean at New Hampshire and obviously playing for and then coaching with Casey Keeler, how much do you see that kind of old school CAA influence and what Delaware is doing right now?
You know, I mean, the days of running the wing T and stuff like that with Coach Raymond, that, you know, but there's elements of physical toughness downhill, or, you know what, we're going to block you up and our receiver is better than your guy. If we're going to throw the 50-50 ball so he can go get it. There's so much talent that they have all over the field. Their XZ receiver, the slot receiver, just all those things. And so, and there's a level of toughness that they, you know, that they play with, like, you know, act like you've been there before. They as a program they have. So, you know, we want to continue to keep making strides in all areas like that and be perennial, be purposeful, and then be intentional about the opportunity to play a good team, you know, here in Waynesburg, you know, homecoming and, you know, all that stuff like that. I mean, like I said, I just think a good CAA football game is going to be played here.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for the time here today, and I look forward to talking history to you next lesson? Week.
And the history lesson?
I like it.
Yeah, all good. All right, thank all you. Right. Appreciate it. Have a good evening.
All right, Mike, you too.